Hello and welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast. Thank you for listening. It's Pamela here, and this morning I will be reading from Matthew chapter 12 verses 46 to 50. And today I am reading from the New Living Translation. Here we go. As Jesus was speaking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside, asking to speak to him. Someone told Jesus, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they want to speak to you." Jesus asked, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" Then he pointed to his disciples and said, "Look, these are my mother and brothers. Anyone who does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." As I was reading these words, the first thing that occurred to me was that Jesus' earthly family seemed to spend a fair amount of time searching for him, starting when he was a young boy and had stayed behind at the temple. In the same way, we should also be constantly seeking Jesus. However, that was just a wee side thought that I thought I would share. What I really want to talk to you about this morning is about what it means to be a family. There is an amazing promise on offer here for those who do the will of our Father, to be Jesus' brother, sister and mother, basically to be part of his family. What an honour and a privilege. It also occurs to me that it's not just being part of his family, but being an equal in his family. Being a brother or a sister is on the same level. Family conjures up many mixed emotions amongst people, and in the world we live in, these can be bad as well as good. So why would we want to be part of a family? There are many reasons why families are important. They offer support, a place to go home, help in times of trouble, friendship, shared memories, protection, guidance, people who care about you and share your life with, and above all, love and being loved. For me, my family is very important. They offer amazing times together. We have great family gatherings and we love to laugh. Being part of God's family includes all these things and more. However, along with these benefits of being in a family, there come along responsibilities, including providing all these things for the others in our family. It involves putting yourself out for others, dealing with issues and problems. People will take on and do more for people in their families than they may do for their friends. Certainly for me, I find a good portion of my week with my family, helping them, visiting my gran, various other things. It can be hard, messy and complicated. As the eldest of five girls, I have always been the big sister and do take on responsibilities in times of trouble and know firsthand some of these hard, messy and complicated situations. I do often ask if they could limit it to one crisis at a time, but as everyone knows, this never happens. I've also tried asking my other sisters to be the big sister, but so far they've all declined. Helping and serving your family can take a lot of time, money and effort. It can be emotionally and physically draining. There are definitely costs. But I believe it's worth it, and I wouldn't be without my family for the world. In this passage, Jesus said that anyone who does the will of his Father in heaven is part of his family. I believe that along with all the benefits, and there are so many, there is also a call here to be looking out for our brothers and sisters, to be serving them, giving of ourselves some time, to help support, guide, protect, and above all, love one another. When we were looking at what it means to be a cell group, one of the things that occurred to me and I got the most out of was in looking at ways to be brothers and sisters to each other throughout the week, eating together, texting each other, calling each other. As we continue to think about the King who serves, think of what Jesus has done for us, for his family, and what ways we can serve our family in Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have provided the way for us to be part of your family, to be brothers, sisters, and mothers to Jesus. Help us as we go through the day to understand what that means, to have a deeper understanding of the wonders that brings. Help us to also understand how we can serve one another in this way, to put ourselves out as we would do for our own earthly family. Please bless us in whatever our day holds for us. Be with us and help us to draw closer to you in everything we do. In Jesus' name, Amen. Thank you for listening, and I hope you all have a great day. Goodbye.